From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
Kempire is brought to you by
Philadelphia, the Kempire After Dark, the villain era. It's coming to your city on July 10th. That is 2 weeks away. But this week only, until Sunday, there is a flash sale for premium tickets for $25 only. Don't miss our night of hot topics. We have a lot to talk about, from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Miami, to The Diddler, and so much more. Don't forget, we are also coming to the City Winery in Atlanta on August 5th, and then we're in Union Stage on August 22nd in Washington, D.C. Then we're back in New York City at the Green Room 42. That show has not just the meet and greet, but we also have a live stream option. So even if you're attending these other shows or you're not in any of the cities, you have an option to be a part of the Kempire After Dark, the villain era live experience right now. Get your tickets today. More information is available in the description. But again, Philly, go get your tickets this week. Flash sale happening right now.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Yes. Happy Friday. Let me know if you can see me, hear me, and all the things. We are live on Twitch, Twitter, behind the scenes here on TikTok. We are also live on Facebook, The Kempire and Kempire Daily on Facebook. Make sure you guys are following me on all these different platforms. God forbid anything happens to any of them, you'll be able to follow me wherever I go or wherever I am. What's going on, everyone? Be sure to let me know where you are watching from. Be sure to like the video if you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching on TikTok, keep tapping your screen. Share the live. Also, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, share the live. Share it to your texts, your favorite, your friends. Share it out, okay? We have a special Real Housewives of Atlanta live tonight because we have a few things that I want to talk about and get into. Not just talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer. And for those that might be missing this, let me move over. For those that might be missing this, you'll see the replay of this tomorrow morning, okay? Or tomorrow afternoon, whenever you get to watch this. Happy Pride, first of all. Second of all, don't forget, we are still raising money. We are so close to reaching my initial goal. You know, my initial goal was $5,000, but we started at $3,000. We've reached our $3,000 goal. I would like to get to $5,000. We're already at $4,500 plus. So if you can, check out any of our videos on YouTube. 100% of your donation goes to the organization that we are fundraising for this month. And that is the Center, the LGBT Center here in New York City, an organization that I'm proud to be a part of and have donated to them over the years. So donate what you can. If you're watching the replay of this, it'll be along the sides somewhere. If you're watching on Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, head on over to our YouTube channel and give to our Pride Month fundraiser. Happy Pride. Pride weekend here in New York City this is the final weekend. This is when we have the big Pride parade. I can't promise that I'll be going because, you know, but I will be still celebrating. I will still be celebrating Pride here. What we will also still be celebrating is the Kempire After Dark, the villain era, is coming to Philadelphia on July 10th, and then we will be in Atlanta on August 5th, then we'll be in D.C. on August 22nd, then back here in New York City on September 12th. Ticket information is available in the description. If you're watching me on TikTok, check out the bio. Also, keep in mind, Philly, you have a summer flash sale. If you've been waiting to get your tickets, this would be the week to get your tickets. If you want to get your tickets at a discount, Come on. If you want to get your tickets at a discount, this is the week. The sale, the flash sale for the summer ends on Sunday. Head on over to the description for more details. Get your tickets. I look forward to seeing all of you in Philly on July 10th. That's less than 2 weeks from tonight. So, all right. Enough vamping, enough promoting. I know you guys are here for something, but look, I wanted to give enough time to get people into the room. If you haven't already, be sure to share the live. We are going to be talking about, I know a lot of you are going to be upset that you missed this live, because we're going to be spilling all kinds of tea when it comes to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sorry. Hey, Bernice. Bernice says the Bronx is in the house. Flipiana's watching from Chicago. What is going on? Tanasa's watching from Santa Ana, California. Foxy's in the building. Foxy, when do you sleep? Shout out to our King's Guards. I don't think Foxy ever sleeps, because when we go live, she's here. And she doesn't even live here in the States. So shout out to Foxy. We appreciate her being here. All right. Let's get into it. Where do I want to begin? I won't start with the trailer. Let's talk about Simon Gobadia. So we did a video this week where Simon revealed, I feel like I'm not in frame. Simon revealed that he felt like Portia Peach Juice Williams, no longer Gobadia. He felt like he was targeted by her. He said he was in such a vulnerable place, you know, because Fallon cheated on him with the pool boy. And he was in such a vulnerable place, and she slipped into his DMs, and she said, oh, I'm praying for you. I'm a praying woman. I'm praying for you. And he said, oh, thank you. Want to go on a date? So this is what Simon said. He did an interview with Page Six. We did a separate video. You can check it out. Okay. And he said that he felt like she targeted him. He felt that she knew what she was doing, that she only married him for the money. He said that she was a $5 million project. This is what Simon said. Again, I did a whole video talking about it. All right. I even had to respond to a commenter who said, you talk too much. Thank you, lady. And so I gave her the response she was looking for. She didn't realize. I guess she probably didn't realize I would answer. I was randomly on my comments page and I saw that. I was like, she's like, you talk too much. Okay, buckle up, lady. This is the villain era. You got what you were looking for, okay? Anyway, so I did that separate video talking about it. So again, I'm not going to go through it. But Peter Thomas, is Peter Thomas on part-time jail? That really is a thing. And let me tell you, I only found out about this because I know someone from Tennessee that has a cousin that went to part-time jail, where she would go to jail on the weekends. Is that what's going on? Because didn't he turn himself in? Why are we still getting videos? I actually thought we were going to get a break. Very much like the break that we got from Simon Gobadia. Why are we getting videos from Peter Thomas? Why? And I'm not going to call him Patricia. I'm going to call him a clown. Very much like the clowns that we see behind Phaedra and Portia, between Dennis and Ralph. Yep, they're going to be at the reunion. Sidebar, Shamia, why didn't your husband come there to support you? And before you start saying, well, he was there for the kids, blah, blah, blah. He hasn't been there all season. I get it. He doesn't want to be on the show. But the one time that he could show up for you, this is the time for him to show up for you. But you know what? Shout out to Charles Oakley. I know we've come for you this season a little bit. We didn't come for him that bad. Calm down, Charles. You're not that sensitive. But shout out to him because he cleared the reunion. He was like, I'm the only husband that's here. Okay, I digress. Let me get back because I'll get back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16 reunion. That's going to be three parts. Three parts of what? Your main storylines are not even in the building. Good girl says, I love the way you say Simon's name. Simon Gobadia. The man doesn't have bass in his voice. I tried to do his voice, but I went through puberty. Anyway, focus. So Peter Thomas wants to defend, because remember, Peter and Simon are friends. So now Peter is going on social media because I guess he's not in jail now. Maybe he goes to jail on the weekends. I don't know. The first time I even heard of something like this was because I know of someone, my friend's partner's family member. went to jail on the weekends. And I said, where they do that at? That was the first time that I ever heard something like that. They go to jail on the weekends. So I think that's what he's doing. But he defrauded the government. He got weekend jail? How long he got to do that for? I don't know. Okay. So Peter wanted to weigh in on the Simon of it all. And he agrees that Simon, he feels as if Simon was targeted.
He told me that he was blindsided. So, what, a year later, I is still saying the same thing? And I believe him. I also believe he was targeted. I do. I don't care what nobody says. I believe that shit. Okay, and I...
Peter, do we believe that you're a thief? Okay, wait, do we believe that you attacked that, what's-her-name's cousin at your restaurant in the DMV? Do we believe that you defrauded your not only the government, but also your employees? How about we talk about that, sir? Allegedly.
He told me that he was blindsided. So, a year later, I is still saying the same thing. And I believe him. I also believe he was targeted. I do. I don't care what nobody says. I believe that shit. Okay. And I believe.
You know what? I'm mad at Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia, I'm mad at you. You put this thirsty man into our lives and now we can't get rid of him. You put this thirsty man into our lives and we can't get rid of him. You could believe what you want to believe, but you don't have to come to social media and share everything that you believe. This is none of your business. Why are you weighing in on this?
It's somewhat his fault. And like he said, he was in not the right state of mind and he's guilty of committed and... He think that's something he wanted and he thought it was real and it wasn't. Okay. I'm sorry for him. I know what it's like.
Is he about to say he knows what it's like? I don't feel sorry for Simon. Do I think that he was targeted? Yes. Do I think he was blindsided? Yes. Do I think that he did the same to Portia? Yes. Scammers were scamming scammers. He's just mad that he got out-scammed by Portia, the one that he thought that wasn't that smart. He thought that he had one up on Portia. This is the one time I'm rooting for Portia. Go, 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 Portia. Mm-hmm. Go, Portia. Portia, I'm still not falling for you being Bernadine from Waiting to Excel. Girl, you are Cousin Faith from Soul Food. Okay, come on. You are Cousin
Lies.
Faith.
Lies! The lies!
Portia, come on, girl. You are all of Cousin Faith, okay, from Soul Food, all right? Mama, you know I love... All right, focus. Let's finish what Peter had to say.
On that show, Simon didn't even make it to the show, to be honest with you. I was on that show for 8 seasons. And my divorce wasn't crazy and ridiculous as what's going on right here in this situation. Okay? I had a conversation with my ex-wife, and at the end of that conversation, I remember the date, May 8, 2016. At the end of that conversation, what I said is that if we're not going to be together, I'm going to get in my car and drive to Charlotte, and I'm never coming back.
You know what I wish for Peter Thomas? I wish he would never come back into our lives. I wish Peter would leave us alone. Peter, do us a favor. Serve your time. Stay off the internet. They should have rules. Even if he's in part-time jail, prison, there should be rules. No social media. Leave us alone. He's so damn bored that this is what he's weighing in on. And now it's relatable to him. You scammed Cynthia, okay? You scammed Cynthia. This has nothing to do with you, sir. Go figure out whatever your next scam is going to be, allegedly. Well, do I have to say allegedly he was convicted? He was convicted of scamming the government. So if he scammed the government, do we believe those former employees that came and said that he scammed them? Just asking. I'm not saying. Just asking. All right. So that's what Peter had to say about the Simon Gobadia of it all. Guys, you're just joining us. We have a lot of Housewives of Atlanta crashing out news to give you. So we let's move on from there, because I want to talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion looks again. Well, we already talked about the reunion looks, but Kenya Moore went live today. She had her very first live on her YouTube channel, and she wanted to weigh in on the reunion looks. So a lot of people are, of course, this is what blogs do. They took a snippet from what she said. And here's the thing. I watched the entire video, and she literally gave the disclaimer before you guys start saying that I'm hating from outside the club. And I already saw in the comment section, people were like, here she go hating from outside the club. Well, she literally said that she wasn't hating from outside the club. She actually says that she's good with all the women on Real Housewives of Atlanta, excluding, of course, Britt Edie, because she's talking about the women that were at the reunion. So this is what Kenya had to say about the reunion looks, more specifically about Phaedra's look.
So we're going to start with, I'm going to do them as a worst dress to best dress, okay? Now, again, you may not like it, but this is what it is. Okay. I'm going to give you guys a clue. What's the name of that song about the fairy?
Mm-mm.
What's the name of the song? Alexa.
No.
Play. She was a fairy. Okay. I don't know why Alexa stopped playing. She was a fairy. Okay. I know it was carnival and it was yellow or gold. And I know that it was supposed to be a fairy. But bitch, we didn't actually be an actual fairy.
One thing I will say, when I watched the full video that Kenya did where she was talking about the reunion look, she actually gave a really great advice. And for the most part, I can't remember a reunion look, maybe like the early years, where Kenya was looked bad. For the most part, her reunion looks have been really good. For the most part, Real Housewives of Atlanta ladies usually do bring it when it comes to their reunions. And she gave a lot of really good advice because she knew about the theme, and she literally said that you don't take the theme literal. You take the theme, like the color, or if they tell you there's an actual theme, and then you make it fashion. And she says some people turn it into a costume. And that's exactly, you know, Phaedra's getting it right now when it comes to this look. I'm actually surprised that everyone is so mad at Phaedra and her reunion look so much. I mean, it's a bad look, but I feel like we've seen worse at reunions. Don't you? Like, Phaedra didn't look good, but I feel like we've seen worse than this before. But maybe not for Atlanta. I can't think of it, but no, we have seen worse. I just thought of a look. I'm not going to even bring it up. Hold on. Let me continue.
Headpiece, the white, long, blonde hair, the appliques on the breasts. Okay, I'm talking about Phaedra, if you have not figured that out. Again, nothing personal. This is a hot, steaming, smoking mess, okay? I don't know if she thought carnival was a fairy carnival, but she was a fairy, okay? She missed the mark. Whether you love her, whatever, we don't care. I'm just talking about the fashion. I can say one thing that I love about it. I thought the makeup, when you zoom in to the makeup, yeah. The makeup looks, I know you can see my ring light, but the makeup is really pretty. Now, I know it's probably retouched, but the makeup is pretty. I like the makeup. This hair.
I mean, when she says retouched, they're not lying, because some of these celebs that you see in person, you're like, don't quite look the same. I've seen Kenya in person. No, Kenya's giving face. Candy gives face. I saw her in person. Drew gives face. I saw her in person. Shamia, I've never seen in person, but I don't think Shamia wouldn't look like she would give face. You know, it was all that greasing up when she was a kid. Oh, exactly. Veronique says Jenna Lyons. Remember the robe? So there have been some bad reunion looks over the years. I'm trying to think who else gives face that I've seen in person. Anyway, let me get back to this.
This hair to the butt. These things, it looks like it was a thought, like someone literally said, let's make you a fairy. And this is their interpretation. I'm not sure what is on the, if these are earrings attached to the headpiece. I don't know if she got her outfit from, you know, Spirit City during the sale. I'm just really not sure. The way that the...
Pause. Look, I don't care if you're not a fan of Kenya or whatever. One thing I've noticed, and this is how you can tell the difference between housewives that are produced and fished lines. What I've learned from Kenya just doing her own YouTube channel. She's not fished line. She is naturally witty and shady on her own. There's a lot of housewives that you see when they start doing things on their own and there's no producer behind them. You're like, you're not that interesting. You're not that witty. You're not that shady. You're not that quick. Just say that's something that I've noticed.
Dress, the bottom of the dress and this satin fabric is just like draped over it. It just looks like an afterthought. Like they focus so much on these appliques. And then it was like, okay, honey, grab me a pair of drapes. Drape it over yourself. Yes, honey. Yes, that's fashion, darling. That is working. That is just a lurk. No, look away. Look away.
Not look
this,
away.
It's really hard to appreciate this. But I can say one positive thing, and that is the makeup looks nice.
Okay.
Worst dress. All right.
She said, okay, worst dress. She said that under her breath. I'm going to make sure you guys hear it. She said, oh, okay, worst dress. But she's not done.
We are going to, let's see. I haven't really reviewed all of these, but okay. Don't hate me for this. I love me some Kelly. I really do. She is smart. She is kind. Mm-mm. She is beautiful. Mm-mm. She is just a businesswoman. I really love.
And she looks like Keely. She looks like Keely from 3LW. I'm sick and tired of your broken promises and promises. At least in this photo, she does.
Honesty, I love that she can articulate herself well. I love that she has class. I love so many things about Kelly. But I am just not loving this dress, okay? You guys see the dress. I'm trying not to get the ring light in there. Okay. You see the dress? The dress. What do you guys think? Drop a line. Drop a line and tell me what you guys think below, okay? In the comments. Tell me what you think. Now, this is what I can say. I have never seen Kelly's...
Pause. Tyler says, Jesus, that dress is hideous. Every time I hear Jesus now, did you guys see the B. Simone video when she was talking with her friend about, you know, she's her money is funny. She's not a good friend. And she kept on saying when her friend was talking about how, okay, let me show my face, how B. Simone was, you know, paying for other people's stuff, but she was going through things and B. Simone wasn't there. So as her friend is explaining it and she's like, Jesus. So every time I see the word Jesus lately, that's what I think is B. Simone saying Jesus. So unserious. I care with her. Sorry. I had to just share that thought.
Glam look better than this. Her makeup looks beautiful. Her hair. I love her in this hair. I don't know who did her hair, but it is laid, honey. It reminds me of, you know, my signature, you know, side with the waves. You know, I invented that from the show. Okay.
Now she invented that. Come on, Kenya.
Go back to my season 5 reunion. It's my hair. You know, that deep Beyonce part with the waves on the side. Very Hollywood glam. Yes, honey. Yes, the girls have been paying attention. And I love the blonde. The blonde is the...
Pause. Before we continue, in this video, I didn't know Mark, remember Mark, her baby's father, ex-husband? He's moved to Atlanta. So he's in Atlanta now, which is good. It's good for Brooklyn. And it's good for Kenya. So she has some support while she's down there. And remember, we reported on Mark and his financial woes here in New York. He owes like $500,000. I guess he's running to Atlanta. It's cheaper to live in Atlanta. New York's expensive. But he was there. He was at the hair spa. I was like, oh, okay. I'm glad they're getting along. They have a child to co-parent with. All right. Just some side tea.
Bright tone. It's so pretty. And the yellow is actually a really beautiful yellow color. I mean, it's really a beautiful color. However... And the fabric, you can tell the fabric is expensive, okay? When so many things are fighting in this gown, you have these ruffles above the leg, you have these origami folding, you know, the folds of the origami, and these rolls, you know, this rolls on the chest, and then you've got this really modern...
Again, I feel like if this dress was on someone else, it would probably look a lot better. Maybe. I would have to see it on someone else. But I do think because of Kelly's stature, it's not befitting.
You know, swoop here like a petal leaf on the side. I guess that's an extension of the rose. you know, the roles that's here, and it goes up like that. I don't get it. And then she has her bag with her, which is cute. I don't get it. And the thing is, when you are of Kelly's stature, you have to be very careful at the clothing that you choose. I love her in short pieces. I love her. I love that she has.
I have yet to see anything that Kelly has put on that I love. I feel like her fashion is always so tacky. And for someone that always has a stylist on call, I'm like, ooh. Sometimes it's not about the stylist. It's about your choices.
An actual thigh that, you know, that she has this very beautiful high slit. I love that. I love the color. I love the fabric. I just wish she could have just kept this rose part at the top and just deleted all of these ruffles here and just had this moment here and these, and just a straight, you know, line going down. Like the bottom should just have been like a simple drape. And I think it would have been beautiful. And it would have given her the drama that she needed there. But it wasn't giving. It wasn't giving. And I hate that for her because I love her. In the reunions, you know, the girls want to look their best. And it's like, you know, when it's a fail and everybody is, you know, talking about you. But I guess the biggest thing is, did you like it? Did you like your dress? So if she liked her dress, then, you know, what are we to say, right? What do we say? Okay, so let's see. Now, you guys know how close I am to this next person. And I wish I was there. No, let's see. Let me go back. I wish I was there because although there are pieces that I like about the dress, I don't like it all together. It's sensory overload. But let me say, Drew. Okay? Drew, I wish that ring light wasn't there. Should I turn it off? Drew, love, love, love the color. I love her hair. I love her makeup was just a little bit too heavy because she's such a pretty girl and she's very fair. And so anytime you put any makeup on her, it's going to show like more than, you know, anybody else's makeup would show. Like with me, I can put...
I really feel like some of her commentary really made a lot of sense.
A lot of makeup. I have a kind of a, you know, a softer, a rounder face, I think. And I'm chocolate. So anytime I'm giving you tons of blush, you can basically barely see this blush. But I have a ton of pink blush on. But if you do the same thing on Drew, it's going to read too heavy. And with the reunion, again, you don't have to do so much extra. Just be pretty. Drew's face card is never going to decline, honey. But this dress, and I use the stylist. I actually recommended the stylist to Drew. And this is no shade to anybody. I know you guys, you know, that I work with. We share some glam. And I just don't love this dress. But here we are. Had she deleted the feathers on the bottom, maybe if they were just really, really low on the bottom and you just gave me all of this beautiful beading that the dress has, just the beading, and just have a simple bodice and just have the yellow and the feathers at the top, it would have slayed, right? Don't y'all agree? Yeah. It would have slayed. I really like it. The beading, the silver, I like her jewelry. You know, she's a gorgeous girl. I just feel like this wasn't the dress for her. It needed to be edited down. It just could have been simplified. It just needed to be edited down. So Drew is my third from the bottom. Okay, now we are going. I think it's six girls, six or seven. I think it's seven. Okay, now we're going to get to the fourth from the bottom. Or you can say third from the top. Let's see. Miss Cynthia. Now, I'm going to show you the dress. Again, the ring light is a little bit distracting, but that's the dress. Cynthia confused the assignment. She thought she was going to, you know, dinner on the beach.
Not dinner with the bee. Remember, Cynthia and Kenya are not in the best place right now, so this might be intentional shade. But we did agree it felt like Cynthia's look was just bare minimum. Like, you know, she's not investing a lot. She's just a friend of. I've been telling you, I even feel when it comes to her wigs, it's very much I'm a friend of. I'm not investing money into this. I'm not getting paid enough to spend a lot. Dinner on the beach.
It's very simple. It's very classic. But I also find it to be very safe and very boring, especially for a reunion look. But I like the dress. I just didn't like it for the reunion. Exactly. The dress is pretty. It's actually a dress I probably would wear to a dinner. And in fact, I think I have a dress like that. I'll throw it on my IG in a moment. But yes, I feel like this is, I'm going to on a date, or, you know, I'm going on the beach to have a dinner. But I don't think it's like a red carpet moment. And I definitely do not think it's worthy of a reunion. And in terms of the glam, I really, really dislike this makeup on Cynthia. She's a beautiful girl. I feel like this makeup aged her 10 years. It's too heavy.
What do you guys think?
It's just not the makeup. I don't know who did the makeup. I didn't read the makeup credits, but whoever did it, I'm going to just leave it there. Okay.
Damn.
And I like the hair. The hair is pretty, it's simple, but I've been seeing a lot of this, you know, and I just feel like, you know, she could have done a little bit, something different, but, and I love the jewelry. The jewelry is pretty. So now we're going to go to the
pause. Thank you, Jari. Jari says over 1,200 of you in the room and only 185 likes. Really? Really? Shout out to everyone on TikTok. TikTok, keep tapping your screens. We got quite a few of you here. We're live on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and on Facebook. We're also live on TikTok, of course. Keep tapping your screens, TikTok. Those of you that are on YouTube, be sure to like the video. It's easy and the free way of supporting the channel. Come on now. Anyway, we have a lot of Real Housewives of Atlanta tea to get into. I'm not even halfway through. Buckle up. It's Friday.
Dress. Do you want to know who the best dress I think is? Oh. Do you want to know? Okay, here we go. I hope I'm not missing somebody. I hope I'm not missing someone. I think I got everybody. Let's see.
For those that are just joining, Kenya went live on her YouTube channel earlier today. And she did give the disclaimer at the top of this that she gets along with everyone on the cast. She's not hating from outside the club. So everyone calm down.
So this is kind of, you know, again, this is my opinion. You guys, I'm not trying to insult anyone. This is just my opinion. I'm allowed to say.
And for those that are watching this on YouTube, right behind Kenya is her reunion. Remember when they had the dungeon season? That is her reunion look. She has a bunch of her reunion looks on in her hair spa. Because she's supposed to be doing sort of like she's selling some of her belongings and things like that. She even talked about that on her YouTube video as well.
But I think. So I'm going to say, I think I'm going to miss someone. Miss Portia. Third best dressed. And I'm going to tell you why. I have the same feeling as I had when I'm looking at Phaedra's dress. I feel like they possibly could have had the same designer. Again, I don't know who designed the gown, so again, don't kill me.
And for those that may have missed it, we did talk about the designers and the makeup artists and the stylists in regards to the reunion looks. We have a separate video recapping and giving our thoughts on the reunion looks. We're just talking about Kenya's recap of the reunion looks. I have to say, I disagree with her when it comes to Portia's look, but take a listen to what she had to say.
I literally don't know. However, it gives you, it's in the same feeling, right? It gives you that gold, hard, you know, kind of Wonder Woman-ish, costumey kind of a vibe on the top. And then you have...
And that's one of her critiques. She says, when you get the reunion theme, you have to make sure that you're not going to go in the realm of costumey, very much like what Phaedra did with her look. But I don't get costumey from Portia's look.
satin skirt on the bottom. They're similar. They're closely related. They may not be sisters, but they're cousins. Okay, the outfits, the feeling of the outfit. Although I extremely am very adamant that Portia's dress was way better, and Portia looks great in the dress, but it's giving top and bottom. It's giving. It's not connected. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I found a top and then we put this bottom with it. I love the edginess of the top. It fits her body great. It's a beautiful gold top. I love the top portion of it, but I wish it would have continued all the way down to the bottom and given me some edge or some more of the hard fabric that's on the top. So that's how I feel about this. I think she looked great. She's never going to miss with her hair and makeup. The makeup and the hair look beautiful. I love the accessories, the gold nails, all of that works. I just feel like they weren't connected to each other.
Pause. One thing that I forgot to mention when we were talking about Portia's reunion look, looking at the jewels, I mean, with everything, we didn't really talk about her accessories, but the jewels, the nails, it really did give this sort of like superhero luxury look. This was one of my favorite looks. If not, I have to say, after seeing Shamia's, that was more so my favorite look.
Top and a bottom, and it's just too closely related to Phaedra's costume. But I like it. I think she looks beautiful, and I like it. But I just feel like I wish it had continued with the metallic hardness of the top down a little bit more, and I just think it would have slayed. It would have been a harder slay, because it was already a slay. Okay, let's see. Now we have two young ladies left. We have Angela and we have Shamia. Now, between the two, what do you guys think? Angela or Shamia? Who do you think I'm going to pick? Let's see. Some people are saying Angela. Angela. Some people are saying Angela. I don't see anybody saying Shamia. Okay. So I'm going to say, this is a tough one. Honestly, this is a tough one because I liked both of their gowns. This is hard, guys. So let me just start with Miss Angela. Honey, that was a slay. Between the body, the glam was perfect. It was simple. She didn't try to put a necklace on top of, you know, when you have all this going on at the top, you do not need necklaces and further distractions. They would be fighting each other, as we say. The beautiful tan on her body, the toneness of her skin, the beautiful soft color of this yellow, the sexiness of it all up in here, all up in her, you know, that deep dive, you know, that just goes from the top just down. Ugh, it's gorgeous. It's simple, gorgeous statement. Hair, makeup, simple. It's such a 10 for me. It's a 10 out of a 10. Sorry, this ring light is reflecting. It's a 10 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10. She looks beautiful. Stunning, not too much jewelry. The sandals are gorgeous. She even has yellow toenails. She slayed. Now, Shamia. Miss Shamia. Now you can tell. Well, I can tell. This dress, to me, looks custom made. This is a couture dress, okay? You know, when you go to Petty and you go to the couture shows, darling, like Ellie Saab and, you know, Sharpinelli, and Scarpinelli, whatever, however you say it, I always get it wrong. The couture of it all, this dress is very detailed, very ornate, elaborate. It is absolutely gorgeous.
You know what I also learned, guys? Because, you know, I know the stylist for Shamia. She's also styled Kenya in the past, the stylist Chanel. I learned that the picture actually makes it look like there's green in the dress. According to the stylist, she told me that there is no green in this dress. It's because of the Bravo photographer that took the pictures. There is no green in this dress. Just an FYI.
If you know, you know. I love everything about it. The way that the flowers are on it, it's giving homage to Grenada. I love the beautiful brown, her beautiful brown skin. It's not too oily. It's the sheen on it. The simple jewelry, she did not overdo it with the jewelry. It's just, it's gorgeous. It's giving couture. It's giving couture. The yellow popping off of this chocolate skin, I'm sorry. I don't know. This is a hard one. I can't call it. They're beautiful in different ways. It's just so hard to say best dress between Shamia and Angela. If you really, really pulled, you know, my arm, I'm going to have to say Shamia.
I agree.
Appreciate a couture moment. I could just appreciate it.
And I see what a lot of you are saying, that if Angela had like the bob, because she's rocked a nice bob this season. The bob looks amazing on Angela. I wonder if Angela's hair, maybe not even a bob, but maybe if the hair was shorter. I like the waves in her hair in this photo from the reunion for Angela. I'm thinking if it was shorter, that might make this look even better. But I still think they both look great. I still think I would love Shamia's more because of how intricate this dress is. It really is like a piece of art.
If I were nitpicking this top piece that goes on the shoulder, I probably would have deleted that. So it's just more of a strapless look.
Mm.
But other than that, it's so gorgeous. It's just so gorgeous.
I kind of agree with her about that.
I mean, I'm just in love with the skin. I love that she did a bob. I love that she did a simple bob. The dress was so much. You can't go in there with big hair. It would just be, again, fighting. You would be fighting with the earrings, the hair, the makeup, the this. The makeup was gorgeous. I don't know who did her makeup. I've never seen her makeup look better. The hair is stunning. The earrings, everything. 10 out of 10. So whether you agree with me or not, that is my opinion. I'm not hating outside the club. It's just what I think, and everyone is entitled to their opinion. And
okay. All right. All right. So that was Kenya's thoughts on the reunion looks. Guys, you're just joining us. We have some Real Housewives of Atlanta tea to talk about. You know, the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion trailer dropped earlier today, and a lot of you have been asking my thoughts and opinions. So let's play the audio. We're going to have to stop and go, because you know how Bravo is. They're so particular. But, you know, us having nearly 2,000 people watching across platforms is promo for them, but here we are. So we find out in this reunion trailer for season 16 that it's going to be three parts. I don't think it needs to be three parts, but okay, let's take a listen to the reunion trailer. Again, I'm going to stop and go, react. You're going to hear a double audio. It is what it is. You're going to have to bear with me, okay? Okay. And we're doing this under copyright use of fair use. There we go.
I'm curious if anyone wants to set any intentions today.
I just want to step to the plate with each lady with truth.
Why would you?
Not Portia talking about wants to step to each lady with truth. Okay, we already know this is going to be a situation.
With Angela's husband.
Who told you that?
That wasn't how it happened.
This is a pattern of lying.
Lying about what?
What folder?
You know what the hell?
Angela brings out a folder. She did talk about this. I think it was on Watch What Happens Live, how she came with the receipts at this reunion. We're going to talk about Angela and some of her receipts. Okay.
Okay, Michelle. You feel ready?
Yeah, I feel good. Coming up on the three-part Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, how do you feel about frickin' fry?
I will say Phaedra's look looks even worse in motion and in real life. Ooh.
Revealing all about your hood.
We need clarification.
You know what I'm talking about.
You think you need clarification? I'm like,
no, you'll be out on these streets, Portia.
And I will also say Drew's looks even worse too.
I like my Africans. One for the books.
Britt Edie has decided not to join us.
What? Wow.
Kenya had gotten information from a current housewife about Britt's past.
Did you send her the pictures?
It looks as if who Portia was alluding to, that was the housewife. Remember, she said this on her YouTube channel. She basically is, I think, based off the trailer, alluding that it was Drew.
Let's start there.
Well, baby, I'm in all the rooms.
But the rooms I'm in, they don't know you. So if I look... Ooh.
Angela's checking Phaedra because, you know, Phaedra's talking about how she never heard of Angela. Angela's like, in the rooms I'm in.
53, you look 63.
Ooh. She says, if I look 53... So she's saying this to Phaedra. If I look 53, you look 63.
Ooh. Y'all had that conversation together saying that I was screwing Candy and Todd.
I kissed Candy in the club. You kissed Candy in the...
Hold on, wait. Why Candy getting brought up? Why is Candy getting brought up in season 16 reunion? Now Portia's saying, if I kiss Candy in the club, Shamia kissed Candy in the club? And Shamia's face is like, huh?
Run.
And Kelly's whispering, did they just say they both kiss Candy?
Go sit on Portia lap, girl.
She characterized her return as a flop.
I do.
Okay.
She should be where...
So Drew has said this in interviews. She talked about how Portia's return has been a flop.
Flipping and flopping in that basement with Ralph.
Ralph.
I gotta play that part again.
Ralph, could you really...
She should be worried about who flipping and flapping in that basement with Ralph.
Ralph, did you really think Drew was sleeping with Dennis for beats?
So Ralph will be at the reunion, but he's sitting behind Phaedra, who, remember, if you saw the after show, Phaedra's like, he's such a cutie pie. And Dennis is sitting behind Portia.
I didn't know exactly what the relationship was, but Drew had mentioned that you was trying to holler at her, too.
He's now saying that Drew said to him that Dennis was trying to holler at her.
Never.
Wow. Charles, when did you date our friend Sheree?
Okay, Andy.
What?
So Andy's asking Angela and Charles, because Charles is there, is about dating Sheree, which if you saw the Carlos King interview that Angela did, she did confirm that did happen.
What?
What are we doing?
Now everybody want to know about me. What about y'all? I'm the only husband here.
Boom. And then I noticed, I was like, wait a second. I just noticed... that Gerald, Shamia's husband's not behind her. Come on, Gerald. The one time to show up for Shamia, this would be the time. And I know they're probably going to be like, oh, he was home with the kids. He has not been around this entire season.
Where your husband's at?
What is the current status of your friendship?
That was my favorite part of the reunion.
I'm the only about me. What about y'all? I'm the only husband here. Where your husband's at?
What is the current status of your friendship today?
So this is Andy asking about Portia and Shamia's current friendship. Because it seems as if during the season, everything was good. But then you saw what happened on last week's episode where Britt was stirring the pot, saying that Shamia showed personal text messages to them that was between Portia and Shamia.
Mom saying she did something egregious to your mom.
I wonder if we're going to get to the bottom of what egregious thing that Mama Morton did to Miss Diane.
I have her moment.
1 second.
Hold on.
That's it.
Sidebar, when you do see Shamia's dress in the trailer, you don't see the green. So there is no green in the dress. Just confirmation of what I just said about her dress. Why is Portia getting up? Portia, where are you going?
Hold on.
Portia, where are you going? Portia, you cannot be walking away. You cannot be walking away. I do know that Cynthia said on her podcast that a lot was coming at Portia, but she did handle it like a pro. Based on this trailer, it doesn't look like it. It looks like she gets up and leaves. I mean, I'm sure she comes back, but she's getting up and leaving. Girl, you've been on reunions too many times. There is nothing happening in this reunion where I could see that you need to get up and walk away. That doesn't make any sense to me. You have been such a flop this season, Portia. You have been such a flop when it comes to being a housewife. It was definitely giving friend of. So that was the trailer for The Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 16 reunion. I don't think that it needs to be three parts, though. Again, because the most important parts, Britt, Kenya are not there. Brit's issues with the rest of the cast, she's not there. What are we talking about for three parts? It didn't need to be three parts. Some people say it only needs to be one part. That wouldn't have been good for you guys because that would have told me that you're getting a recast. But okay. All right, so that was the reunion trailer. But you know the season finale for The Real Housewives of Atlanta is happening this Sunday. If you're new here, we recap it every single Monday. 11:30 a.m. Eastern. So stay tuned for that on Monday. And if you missed it, we have a whole playlist where we've been recapping the season for those that might be just getting into it. All right. You can also hear our live recaps and my Diddy update for day 32 is now available on our YouTube channel. The podcast version will be available tomorrow or later today. I didn't plan to come live at this particular part of the evening. But if you're just joining us, don't forget to like the video. It's easy and free way. We have over 1,500 of you here. However, we only have 436 likes. Not sure I'm understanding the math on that one, but here we are. All right, so let me get into what I wanted to talk about from the season finale. Because you remember on the last episode, we had that scene at the William and Sonoma where Marcus, who's not allowed to go near schools. That again, it's a fact, okay? He now is being exposed by Angela through the blogs. So I'm going to cite my sources. The girls are fighting on Twitter. And also the Mary Cosby fan on Twitter as well. Because you know what we do here. We cite our sources. So this is where I'm getting these clips. So I'm trying to figure out which one I want to play first. Because Angela basically must have recorded whatever conversation she had with Marcus, the thirsty one that was on the last episode. As you saw for the season finale, he will be making another appearance. Okay? In the Carlos King interview that Angela did, she exposed that allegedly Phaedra was the one behind bringing Marcus on the show. Marcus went on his, I'm going to put in quotes, podcast. He's also a restaurant owner. Marcus, if your restaurant is doing so well, or if you wanted to do so well, this might not be the avenue to go. This might not be the avenue to go. It feels thirsty. It feels pitiful. Okay? All right. So let me play for you. I'm going to play for you first what Marcus said on his podcast. Okay? And shout out to the Girls Are Fighting. This is from their page, okay, on Instagram. So I'm going to play this clip for you.
So let's see how cute it plays out. But
yeah. I mean, I think we already have an idea of how Angela plays this.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely going to play the victim.
I mean, we've already seen the clips already. She's mm-hmm. in therapy crying about me.
Therapy with Suzanne.
I do want to just say this. Like, you know, obviously.
Pause. Not in therapy crying over you. Really? Oh, gosh.
There's a whole social media aspect to any reality show, right? Mm-hmm. And I clearly think that social media had a reaction to me last night, you know?
Absolutely.
And we filmed it a year ago.
So, which is so wild.
You know, it's like, for you and I, we totally have checked out of it. We moved on. You know, we started our podcast in January talking about
we checked out of it. It's the delusion for me, y'all.
This is happening soon. It's been 6 months since then, and now here we are.
Here we are.
In real time.
Real time, finally here to relive the moment.
And reliving it now. So that's always interesting, right?
Very much so.
You went through it already with you, me, and my ex. So did I. Mm-hmm. You were on.
They were on that TLC reality show, I guess.
On True Life on MTV, so you went through it then as well. So there's just so many layers to like reality TV from when you film it to when it airs. Mm-hmm. And now there's a third component for it for Housewives.
Social media.
The reunion and the social media aspect mm-hmm. of it, right? And I just feel like the one thing that I think I want to just address is that, you know, I'm not perfect, you know.
And Cordell is not perfect.
Sidebar, Indira says, Kempire, he wanted an Alexander Rogers moment. Shout out to Alexander Rogers. Alexander Rogers will be opening for me in Philadelphia on July 10th. Go get your tickets, guys. There's a flash sale happening this week. Then we're coming to Atlanta August 5th. Then we're in D.C. on August 22nd. Back in New York City on September 12th. Ticket information is available in the description. Live chat, it's pinned to the live chat. Right now, we're listening to this is from Alex and Marcus's podcast.
Thank you for that quote, Portia. And I know that people feel like they are, quote unquote, airing out my dirty laundry with things that happened when I was 19, and thinking that they use it against me. But the truth of the matter for me is that, like, I am very transparent with my family. You know, I have a great support system of friends around me. I've been able to really rebuild my life.
If you have a great support system around you, I would have thought one of those people would have told you, don't do this. It's not worth it. You have a restaurant, unless you're promoting the restaurant on this show and not being messy, or them utilizing you, because Bravo has been accused of this. I remember that interview I did with Lamont from, what was it, Love Match Atlanta, and how they want to depict black gay men on this show, on reality television when it comes to Bravo. You allow them to do that to you, but you chose that. I'm not going to even blame Bravo. You chose that.
No, hired a private investigator and dug up this dirt. Yes. The only person who knew this dirt, who then...
So he's accusing Angela of digging up the information where he's not allowed to go nearby schools. He's accusing Angela of digging up this dirt and feeding it to the blogs. Let me tell you something. If you are going to come on a reality show and talk about mine... Again, we talked about this before. You can't tell people how to react. If the information wasn't there, we wouldn't... She wouldn't be... It's not like she made it up. She did her due diligence. She was like, who is this random man coming up to me at this filmed event? I'm going to do what I need to do to protect myself. I'm going to figure out who the hell you are.
All of a sudden, a stand page has come out and it is now releasing this dirt. So we know it's Angela. We're not going to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our own receipts against Angela. So let's say the name. So
it's Angela.
Angela has decided to feel some way.
Mm-hmm. About me, and has just, first off, let's say this, you're right. She had a private investigator investigate me and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that once we went to this coffee shop scene with Angela and Drew.
And you know what I also hate? I hate the fact that Angela even gave him a platform, but I guess she wanted him to confirm on camera, the same way he came on camera and tried to dog out Charles and Charles possibly cheating. I hate the fact that she even gave him a platform by filming with him.
And she basically told us, like, I already knew she had somebody that was following me because they approached me. Alex didn't know, but she said certain details that Alex was like, there's no way.
We already learned that Angela is not from the South Side of Chicago. She's from the West Side, and we heard they are a little different over there. And now we're starting to learn. Angela moves different, y'all. I'm not messing with Angela. She's from the West Side of Chicago.
A random person would have known that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was like, this is getting weird, because if I'm just some random fan, as you called me, who didn't know who you or your husband was.
Why are you spending your money and resources?
You spent money researching me. Angela had multiple phone calls where things were discussed. So it gets weird that you then say, oh, this isn't true, or that's not true, or that, and really trying to spin the narrative and then essentially blackmail me.
And, like, let's be real, because what Angela did, and everybody's like, oh my God, you have ties to the mob. No, what this greasy bitch did was she simply got her...
I never like it when men call women B-words. I don't care if you're gay. I don't, especially when you're doing it maliciously. Because some gay guys with their girlfriends, they'll say bitch, or if they're just trying to be funny. But when you do it in a malicious way, I always get uncomfortable with that. I don't like it. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care.
cousins, Ray Ray and them, to come over to the restaurant
in a rented Mercedes
to get Marcus to change his story.
Yeah.
Because she did not want the surveillance footage from the restaurant to get out, because she has been combating the fact that her husband is still unfaithful, allegedly, to this day.
Yeah.
So that's what she didn't want. And it would probably be ashamed if, you know, whoever this woman was to come forward and we knew who she was and we had planned on, you know, inviting her on the podcast or something. That would be terrible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Angela's not the only one who knows people from Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was from their podcast. I know you're not going to listen to it, so I played a little bit. And the reason why I'm playing is because we have more audio from our friends over at Mary Cosby Fan on Twitter, and also from The Girls Are Fighting on Twitter as well. So let me play for you some more clips, because I thought it was important for you to hear that version of what they had to say on their podcast versus the conversation, allegedly, we'll say, that Marcus had with Angela on, I guess, during filming. So let me play that for you.
Yeah, you know, Athens is a small town, girl.
I know.
And I'm sure you, as I'm sure you know, it's a very small town, and you know, everybody kind of knows everybody there, and everybody too also kind of protects everybody there.
I get it. So I want you to still be in good graces with your family, but I still have to protect myself, and I want you to be protected. But I cannot, it cannot, I didn't lie on you, but you lied on me. So you have to just make it right.
And I did. And I want you to understand, I truly meant that apology I gave you the other day. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even eat for like 24 hours, Angela. I felt disgusted that that happened. Mm-hmm. And
so what was it like? Was it a phone call like, hey, I need you to meet me here? Because how did it come about? And I know at the table you said, well, you know how this goes. I truly don't. I don't know how this works. I don't know.
So you hear the difference in regards to what he's saying on his podcast. So this is more recent, the podcast. But this conversation, I don't know the date of this conversation, but he's talking a different tune. Let me play it again.
Yeah, you know, Athens is a small town, girl.
I know.
And I'm sure you, as I'm sure you know, it's a very small town. And you know, everybody kind of knows everybody there. And everybody, too, also kind of protects everybody there.
I get it. So I want you to still be in good graces with your family, but I still have to protect myself, and I want you to be protected. But I cannot, it cannot, I didn't lie on you, but you lied on me. So you have to just make it right.
And I did. And I want you to understand, I truly meant that apology I gave you the other day. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even eat for like 24 hours, Angela. I felt disgusted that that happened. Mm-hmm. And
so what was it like? Was it a phone call like, hey, I need you to meet me here? Because how did it come about? And I know at the table you said, well, you know how this goes. I truly don't. I don't know how this works. I don't know how it works.
So there's more though from this conversation between Angela and Marcus, who you've seen on the season of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Girl,
I know.
Will he say something to you?
No, nothing at all.
Yeah. Well.
Did she pay you?
Yes.
Did she pay you, or is just like, did she pay you to do it, or is it just like
they're talking about Phaedra?
I just do this.
Pay me? No, she ain't pay me.
Oh, that was just messy.
So you just did this, not even for payment. You didn't even get a payment. You didn't even get, I'll promote your business or something. You didn't get nothing. You did this off of, oh, I'm going to be on the show probably. That would probably be payment enough.
Angela, if it's one thing I'm going to lie on this hill and tell you, bitch, you can call me messy because it was a messy gay moment. Angela, if it's not one thing, I'm going to tell you one thing about me is I'm very honest. Clock me on the messy gay moment because I was like, it was messy. It was so messy. It was so long and messy. And honestly, to be honest, I didn't even think
I think they was going to come after it after security kicked me out of the Williams and Sonoma.
Did he say something to you?
No. Not at all.
I will say this, and this is all I'm going to say. If cameras were rolling when Phaedra walked up to the event, she walked up to me and kissed me on my cheek and whispered something in my ear. I don't know if they have that on camera.
So he's saying that Phaedra came up to him and whispered something in his ear? Hold on.
He walked up to me and kissed me on my cheek and whispered something in my ear. I don't know if they have that on camera, but I'm just going to throw that out there.
She's writing something down. Okay, Angela's taking notes. Do you hear that? You hear her? Y'all got to pay attention. I hear her writing on paper. Angela, y'all keep sleeping on us Tauruses.
Heard something in my ear. I don't know if they have that on camera, but I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay, and...
And I will say, unfortunately for us, it was before she was mic'd. I will say this.
Guys, you just joined us. We're just playing a conversation, allegedly, I'll say, between Marcus, who you saw on the last episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and you'll see him on the season finale. He's very happy that people are talking about him. You may recall when we first mentioned him during the mid-season trailer when it came out, he was already on our Twitter talking about, oh, Kempire, I want to give you the full story and blah, blah, blah. I do not want the full story. I hate thirsty people. And I don't know why you would do this to yourself when you know you got things in the closet that you do not want out there. And when you have a business, why would you put your business at risk? You know all these fans can be nutty. They can go find out your business and put fake, you know, reviews and stuff. I'm not telling people to do that. I'm just saying, why would you risk your business, sir, for a moment to be on reality television? Really? Was it worth it? Now you got a podcast? How many people listening? I hope it was worth it. But then you go, you know. Hey, Atlanta, I'll see you on August 5th. I'll see you on August 5th, Atlanta. If you're a member of the channel, I've already dropped the call and link for you guys to call in and share your thoughts. Those of that are in the live chat, let's get to 600 likes. And matter of fact, we got 1,500 people in the building. Let's get to 700 likes, and I'll drop the call link for the general audience. But members, I already dropped the call link for you guys on the post tab here on YouTube. All right, let me say thank you because we did get a few super chats. I appreciate the super chats, guys, of Venmos, of Cash Apps, any way that you can support. But you can support just by liking today's video. Shout out to those of you watching on TikTok. Keep tapping your screens, TikTok. Let's get to 35,000 likes. And thank you guys so much for the gifts on TikTok as well. Thank you to everyone that sent in super chats. Barry, thank you so much for the super chat. Barry says, Peter will drag Portia every time because Portia made up the rumor Peter was cheating on Cynthia with his staff at Bar One. Was it a rumor? Was it a rumor? Like, I don't trust Peter. And if he's still harboring an issue with Portia from back then, Lord. But they've had issues recently, though, on social media. Peter just needs to worry about what he's got going on currently. Narda, thank you so much for being a member, and thank you so much for the super chat. We appreciate your support. Dr. Payne, thank you so much for being a member, and thank you for the super chat. Dr. Payne, I said, I loved her commentary. She was talking about Kenya Moore. Thank you so much for the super chat. King of Kings, thank you so much for being a member and for the super chat. King of Kings says, Kelly needs to hire Doc because he's been killing Candy's. Oh, D-Hawk. I was like, wait, Doc? I was like, who? I'm sorry. D-Hawk, he's been killing Candy's looks lately. He knows how to style short people. He became really, really popular when he was styling Fantasia's looks. Remember during the whole Color Purple stuff? He really had been killing it with Fantasia, D-Hawk. And he's based here in New York, but he's also does work, of course, in Atlanta. I mean, I don't know. There are so many stylists that she could utilize. She had a stylist beforehand. It's just not clicking. I don't think that there's anything wrong with the stylist. I think it's just her. Because even the stylist that did her, I know he's done work with other people that you guys like. It's not always the stylist. Just saying. All right. Live chat, thank you so much for being here where I see you guys. But if you're part of the replay crew, be sure to like the video. Be sure to let us know your thoughts on some of the hot topics that we've talked about. Did I talk about everything that I wanted to talk about? Oh, I did. Fantastic. But before we get to the callers, for those that keep asking about my skincare routine, this is where you can get it. Let me respond to this comment. De La Shea says, ain't nobody ask about your skincare, Kev. But we love a shameless plug. Hashtag get your coin. Honestly, every time I'm on live, people ask me about my skincare routine. So maybe not in this particular live chat, but my TikTok fam, people on social media are always asking about my skincare routine. And yes, I do get a little bit of a coin back from our friends over at Butter. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Brooklyn. Hey, Auntie Eva. Auntie Eva's in the building. Guys, keep liking the video. We have our members backstage live chat. I'm going to drop the call link for you. I don't understand how we have 1,300 plus people watching and not the equal amount of likes. Okay. All right. And shout out to our members. We see you guys as well. Don't forget as well, guys, that I will be. Okay, there we go. I will be in Philadelphia, July 10th. July 10th, I'll be in Philadelphia. And there is a summer sale happening for City Winery this week in Philly only. So go get your tickets today for that show if you would like to save a coin. I'm coming to Philadelphia July 10th. That's less than 2 weeks from today. Go get your tickets. The sale ends Sunday. It ends Sunday. So go get your tickets for that show. Don't forget as well, we are coming to Atlanta on August 5th. As well, and then we're going to be in DC August 22nd, then back in New York City on September 12th. These are the dates for our Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live. A night of hot topics, tea being spilled. I will be recapping Real Housewives of Miami. I'll be talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'll be talking about The Diddler. Danny said, any international dates coming? I'm trying, Danny, but it's not that easy. Not that easy. You know how long it took me to get London together? It took me almost like the majority of 2024 to try to make that happen. Thank you, Brooklyn. Brooklyn says tickets are affordable. Go get your tickets, especially for the summer sale, because those are premium tickets that you guys are getting for $25. So if you are in Philadelphia or near Philadelphia, if you can't come to the New York show in September, come to Philly. Make it a weekend. Or you don't even have to. If you have a car, you can go and then go home. All right. So let's get to our calls, guys. I did drop the call link for the general audience. Our members are backstage. We're going to take a couple of callers and then I'm going to go, you know, it's Pride weekend. Let me go have some fun this weekend. Ooh! Okay. All right. Love, Calm, Peace is backstage. We're going to bring them up first. Reminder, the opinions of the callers do not represent the opinions of myself, the Kempire LLC, or our sponsors, and everything that they say is alleged. Okay. All right. What did you want to share, Love, Calm, Peace?
Hell no, I'm first, but I'm with whoever that was that made the comment. I was like, come on, not a commercial break before we take calls. But yes, they might get your money. I just love Angela. Let me see, Kenya, girl, leave that alone. I just feel like at this point, you know, just like let it go. But Phaedra, like, I feel like they should just. Like, why did y'all bring her back? Y'all don't need, I don't know, because I can't even say that. I just watched the recaps. Miami, I'm done with that. Julia did too much. But, yeah, that whole little situation with the guy, you did that for nothing. Like, that was, I don't know. But he just sounds so excited to talk to her. He really did. It was really, really giving fan. Ooh. But, sir, you just embarrassed yourself.
Yeah.
But, okay, you have a good night. And you yes, too. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Take care. All right.
Bye. You too, brother.
All right. Nelson, the Virgo's backstage. We're going to bring Nelson up next. Hold on. Nelson, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kemp, how are you?
Oh, well, how are you?
My God, I'm shocked. I was so shocked to see you live on a Friday night, but I was like, oh, my God.
Me too.
Ew. All right, let me see real quick what opinions I have. I think Angela and Charles are a kiki. I cannot wait to see what they're going to bring next season, because when he said his comment about, I'm the only husband here, I said, oh, my God, not Charles eating the girls up. How you do that? No, Charles ate them up. He did. Like, that one comment, I was like, damn. But What's the other thing? Phaedra's getting a lot of heat. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a Phaedra fan, but I'm just like, damn, girl, you really catching a lot of fire over here. And real quick with the Miami thing, I think I had made a comment about something, but I feel like oh my God, I forgot the comment. As you can tell, I'm really tired. I was doing a lot today, but no, I'm excited for this reunion. It looks like it's gonna be a pretty good reunion. Three parts seems like too much, but
yeah,
it seems like it's gonna give something. I hope it's not like a slow burn to each one. But here we go. I'll see you soon, Camp. Have a good night.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Oh, and happy Pride.
You too. Okay. I will drop the call link again for those that may have missed it. Please hold. And shout out to those of you, Pageant Mommy, which is like, we got a bunch of producers in here because all of a sudden everybody got opinions on me, on my commercials. Y'all do realize that's how people survive, right? That's how we keep the lights on over here. Aaliyah also said, this is free content Kempire is providing for us. Y'all can sit through a 30-second commercial. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because please understand, y'all get a lot of content from me. I could have just put this for our Club Kempire baddies. Right, Club Campfire Beds? I could have just put it all there for you, and you would have to pay for this, okay? All right, thank you for the people that understand how business works, especially when it comes to YouTube, okay? Scotty's backstage. We're going to bring Scotty up next. Scotty, what did you want to share?
Hello, Campfire. Happy Pride.
You too.
Keep drinking your water and doing your ads and washing your face. It's perfect. Angela, I love it. If Phaedra really did that, that's terrible. Like, girl, you have learned nothing, but okay. Three parts for this reunion seems like a lot, but Bravo is going to make their money, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's really all I have, because I'm tired of them, even though I know I'm going to miss them once they're off.
Oh.
And happy birthday to the Cancers.
Okay. Are you a Cancer? Yes.
Of course I am. Oh. Cancer sun, Sagittarius moon, and a Libra rising.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of balanced, so I don't cry as much as the rest of them, I mean.
Damn, not to shade towards your old side. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta go. All right, happy Pride.
You too, Scotty. Thanks for calling in. Bye. All right. You know, Flippiana says, I don't buy the commercial. I just want it shirtless. Really? Do not objectify me. Do not objectify me. Okay. Speaking of, okay, we have De La Shea backstage who had a problem with the commercial. Blame De La Shea. Oh,
I had no problems with the commercial, Kev. How dare you? You know, I had to drag you a little bit because it's Pride Month. And speaking of that, shout out to all my fellow homos. It's Pride. Embrace who you are. We love you. Do your big one with a little bit of debauchery sprinkled on top. And remember, it's Big Kent with the big sponsorships and the good skincare. Period. You're welcome. Secondly, second chances truly are wasted on delinquents. Because what is Phaedra doing? I don't understand that. But next, Kenya, you know what? I was really enjoying seeing the nicer side of Kenya during her live. Like, if you piecemeal it the way people did, the way she clocked it and knew people would, it gives hater. And maybe low-key it still does, because the Cynthia shade was definitely real.
Yeah.
But you know what? I enjoyed her. I'm not going to lie. Kelly, it's not Brit's fault that she's model-esque. You know, the look's just going to hit different when you're under 5'2 and you don't get it tailored. Like, babe, it's okay. You know what I mean? You know what Kelly reminds me of when I was younger and I would see the just for me? Or you see the girls with the 3C and you think you could do the same thing with your hair and my mom would pop the balloon on me and she'd be like, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Just in a self-acceptance way, but in a very brutal black mama kind of way, like you could have saw fit the blow. You know what I mean? But anyway, also last note, Angela talks in lullaby. Like, low-key, I want to go to sleep when she talks, but she eats it every time, and I love that for her. Lastly, Kev, can we get a Pride float next year? I'll let you metabolize that. Night-night, y'all. Happy Pride.
Thanks, De La Shea. We're going to need sponsors for that, De La Shea. We're going to need sponsors for that. Maybe next year. I would love that. That'd be the only reason why I'd be going to Pride. Well, but that's a long stripe. I guess if you're on the thing, you can say, never mind. All right, maybe. Let's manifest that together. We'll have our own Pride float in the New York City Pride Parade next year. But we need sponsors for that. Okay? Sponsors. All right. Let's bring up Elijah. We haven't spoken to Elijah in a hot second. Elijah, what's going on?
Hey, Empire.
Hey.
So I just wanted to share, right, when it comes to this whole thing with Kenya, I really like this side of her. And I feel like, you know, unfortunately, in a way, I feel like the show clearly did a little bit of a disservice to her in a sense, because I feel like this side of her, this like more personable and like talk show vibes, you know what I'm saying? I feel like she's really eating that. And then I'm sorry, like Phaedra, she's given a little bit, you know, this season, but that look was a mess. She looks ridiculous. Like, when I tell you it looks the most cost, I was like, Phaedra, what are you? I feel like she's trying to fit into that baddie vibe so bad. Yeah. And it's not giving. Like, it's just not. You know what I mean? And then Angela is, that's mother right there. And she really shut Phaedra down. And I hope that, you know, she's able to hold her on the reunion. And I think that Charles at the end came in and said what he said. He ate with that too, because, you know, they're all coming at her, and she may not have the best marriage, but she's married and she's actually tries to put effort into her marriage. Mm. Like, I don't get fake marriage from her. Like, it's not like she's staying there to be fake. It seems like she really wants to make it work, yeah. You know? And I feel like the other women, I do feel like Portia would be jealous of that. You know what I'm saying? And Portia has been a flop. And I'm not understanding why Drew's at the end when Drew's been the drama from the whole season. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It makes me wonder about her relationship with production.
Exactly. And for some reason, I feel like the fact that she was barely on the Watch What Happens Live and all that, it seems like I don't like what Bravo does. Like, they push certain people, and then the people that actually are doing the work, they don't, it kind of like ignore them in a way. Like, even like, for example, they push like a Sutton a lot. And yeah, they push Garcelle, but I feel like they should have pushed Garcelle more. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, then what happens is they get like, how do I say, goes to their head. You know, like Sutton, for example, she doesn't literally have a leg to stand on sometimes, and you know what I mean, but because of all the hype, she thinks that she's always right, you know what I mean. So I hope that Drew's not leaving, because I actually enjoyed her this season.
Yeah.
And I'm not really understanding why it's three parts, but I think it should be okay.
Okay. All right, Elijah, thank you for calling in.
Good talking to you. It's been a minute.
Yeah, have a good night.
You all too. Right.
Okay, so let me just say thank you, because we had a couple of super chats. Kendra, thank you so much for the super chat. Kendra says, thank you for entertaining me at work. Love the live on a TikTok last night. Oh, yes, Kendra, thank you for being there. Yeah, we're live on TikTok again tonight. Shout out to our TikTok fam as well. Make sure you guys follow me, The Kempire, on TikTok, Twitter, X, Blue Sky, Threads, and of course on Instagram. So make sure you're following us there. Thank you so much again, Kendra, for the super chat. Thanks to everyone that sent in super chat. Scotty, thank you for the super chat and for being a member. Scotty says, I forgot to say I hated Phaedra's outfit. She forgot it, so she wanted to make sure that she got that in. Scotty, thank you so much, Scotty, for the super chat. Guys, keep liking the video if you haven't already. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to share your thoughts as well. Let me get to some of these other callers. Bernice is backstage. Bernice, what did you want to share?
Not that much. I just wanted to say, hey, Campfire, it's been a while.
Are you coming to the New York City show? How you doing? Are you coming to the New York City show?
I don't know.
You are the one who got up at the last one and said, you look at the crowd, you're going to do another show in New York. Remember?
Yes. And I know. And I'm like, it's in September though, right?
Yes. And?
Yeah, that's the fall time. You know, we could dress good fall. We love some fall fashion in New York.
And it's September 12th, so it still would be like a mix between fall and summer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. But I just wanted to say that I kind of agree with Kenya somewhat, because I don't really like Kenya, but I agree with that Phaedra and Portia did look a little costumey, but Portia looked great. She really did look nice. Yeah. But when it came to like dressing, I really like Angela's and Shamia's.
Mm.
And Charles killed it, I have to say. When he said, where y'all husbands at? I was like, he ate. Because that was true. Like, where are y'all husbands?
Talking about me.
And that was really all. Okay. And I enjoy your skincare routine. Let people know. That's how we got to moisturize. Like I tell my kids all the time.
And it's a black owned. And it's a... Oh.
You heard my daughter in the background.
And it's a black-owned business. Go support that black-owned business.
That's right. All right now.
Thanks, Bernice.
Okay, I'll see you in September, okay? Uh-huh.
Bye. And if you came to the last show, Pageant Mommy, you came to the last show. Bernice got up and was just like, Empire, you were threatened not to do another New York City show. And now, look, you had a full house. You're going to do another New York City show. So that's part of the reason why I decided to do another New York City show, was because of her. And she talking about she ain't coming. Also, if you can't come to the New York City show, there is a live stream option for that show only. You get to keep the live stream option for like a week. Okay. All right. Indira's backstage. We're going to bring Indira up next. Indira, what did you want to share?
Hello, Kempire. Hey. I wanted to talk about Phaedra's dress.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I'm from Grenada. I don't know where she got it, what island she was right? at, but it's not the Grenada I'm from. Kempire.
I thought she was giving us Thailand. I was like, they went to Thailand
this
year?
That's what I thought. It's Thailand. I would say the one that's most on team would be, oh my God, I forgot her name.
Drew?
Ooh, yes. It was cheap looking, but it was on theme.
Yeah. Carnival.
Exactly. And I would also say Shamia as well with the Ooh, flowers.
Yes, yes.
The hibiscus and everything. That's definitely Grenada. But I would love it in a different color.
Well, but, remember, I don't know if you saw when I said this, I spoke to the stylist of Shamia's dress. The picture makes it seem like there's green in it. But when you see it in the reunion trailer, it's all yellow.
Oh.
It's the picture.
And it also gives me under the sea vibes, like coral reef.
Mm.
It gives that
go
vibe.
Check, go check the trailer. You can see that there's no green in the dress.
Okay, but her and Drew is on team. It's just Drew is a little, you know, a little wish. Little wish stuff, you know?
Mm.
You know? But yeah. Okay. That's all I had to say, Kempire.
Thanks, Indira. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, y'all are funny. Y'all are funny. Guys, keep liking the video if you haven't already. Thank you, Queen, for the super chat. Queen says, anyone coming to Kempire After Dark Atlanta edition, let's be friends. Hi, Kempire. Here's the thing. And I think some people were in the chat a few days ago saying that they're scared to come to the show by themselves. I'm telling you, so many people come to our shows with just themselves. And they make friends with other people. Or they're like, oh, I know your username. So don't be afraid. If you're watching this in like for Philly, if you're watching this thinking that you're not going to know anyone and you don't want to go out by yourself. No, this is the perfect show to come with just yourself and make new friends. You know, as we get older, it's harder to make new friends. At least you already are starting with a place like, oh, we both love Kempire. We both love Housewives. We both love talking about hot topics. This is where you can end up making some good friends. We have a very good community. So if you've been worried about just getting a single ticket, don't worry. Come have a good night with all of us. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call it out. I'm like, who came here on your own? Make friends. We're going to, you know, people have been asking me to do like the matchmaking thing. No, we're going to do a friend matching thing. So if you are worried about coming on your own, no, this is the show to do it. Okay. So go get your tickets today. Again, Philly, right now. Let me throw it up. Hold on. Philly, right now. Tickets are on a summer flash sale, $25 tickets only for this week. Those flash sale will end on Sunday. Go get your tickets for the Philly show. If you're watching on TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, spread the word. Maybe friends that you don't know might want to come. So go get your tickets for that. Then we're coming to Atlanta on September. August 5th, we'll be in Atlanta at the City Winery there. Then I'm in D.C. on August 22nd. This is our very first summer show in DC. Then, of course, our New York City show is on September 12th. The September 12th show has a live stream ticket. So even if you can't come and you're like Foxy, you're abroad, you can get a ticket. Foxy's got her ticket. So go get your tickets today for the Kempire After Dark live experience. For those that don't know what we do there, it's hot topics. It's us spilling tea, you guys spilling tea, asking questions, all kinds of stuff. Thank you so much, Queen, for the super chat and for the reminder. Shanae says, come to Houston. I'm trying. I've sent emails. It's not for a lack of trying, y'all. It's definitely not a lack of trying. I've definitely sent some emails about Houston. I'm trying. If you know actual promoters, because it's one thing to reach out to emails and things like that. It's better to actually have a connect in regards to some of these promoters. So I would love to come to Houston. We are trying to bring it to Houston. And we were trying to bring it to Chicago, too. Keep calling City Winery there. Kendra, thank you so much for the super chat. Kendra says, just wanted to thank Foxy and Mama Ali. Yes, shout out to our King's Guards. We appreciate them. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch and Twitter. We appreciate you guys. Shout out to our King's Guards. Shout out to our channel members. Shout out to those of you watching on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, TikTok. And on Facebook, I said that. Oh, here, we have a few super chats. Let me get to them. Jay, thank you so much for the super chat. Jay says, I find it funny Phaedra called the ladies of Married to Medicine mean girls, but she comes back to RHOA to do some the same antics that got her fired from RHOA. It's giving hypocrite. Are we shocked? Are we shocked? Like, when she called the mean girls, we literally were saying, you are talking? It takes one to know one. And literally, that's the behavior she came in with, being a mean girl to someone that didn't do anything to her. What did Angela do to Phaedra for her to be digging up dirt on Phaedra? I mean, to be digging up dirt on Angela. Even if, let's say, Phaedra didn't do the Marcus situation. All the antics and comments that she had in her confessional for Angela were so unwarranted. But again, she felt like she had to overcompensate coming in as a full-time housewife. And that's dangerous. Did you see what she ended up doing? Bernice, thank you so much for the super chat. Bernice said, I'm coming and I'm going to do a meet and greet. Okay. Okay, Bernice. Hey, look, we peer pressured Bernice into doing it. We peer pressured her to do it. All right. Let me see. William's backstage. You want to bring William up really quickly. William, what did you want to share?
I just want to share that I think Kenya and Mark lied about that divorce. I think they've been fucking the whole time.
Oh, no, sir. Language. Language.
Mary.
Go ahead.
And I think that stunt that she's pulling, that Drew and Ralph is pulling the same stunt to save their marriage, to, you know, and to stay on the show.
Okay.
I know it's a twist, but I really do believe that.
Okay. All right. William, is that it?
Yeah, because she said that Mark is down there with her now.
Yeah, we talked about that. I find
it funny now that she's off the show.
Well, yeah. You do realize they have a child together, right? They have to co-parent.
I know they have to co-parent, but I just, it's something deep down said, like, I just don't believe this whole, like, them separating, because she always was so protective of him, you know?
Hmm. Okay, so you think they're,
like,
still together?
She didn't have the bad mouth from, but it was like some type of protection there whenever his name came up.
Okay, all right. Thanks, William, for calling.
And
in.
I wanted to know who would you like to see next season on the show?
On Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Because a lot of people want her to come back. A lot of people want NeNe to come back. But I don't believe, like, none of the old cast members should come back, because I don't think they're going to give anything. Just like Phaedra, she's not giving anything.
Okay. All right, William. Well, I'll let you know. All right?
Okay. You have a good one.
You too. All right. Who do I want to come back next season? I don't know. I feel like the cast they have now is not bad, with a few little tweaks. I don't think Kenya's going to come back next season, especially if this lawsuit is still looming. I don't know. It would be interesting to see whether or not Britt Eady actually moves forward. Based on where the lawsuit is right now, NBC Universal hasn't even been informed. So it says to me that Britt may have sent this lawsuit to the press and she wanted it out there. So, but if this is still looming, I just don't see them bringing Kenya back. Everyone keeps saying they want NeNe back. I don't know if it makes sense just yet. I thought if she did Traitors, it would have been like a perfect introduction to NeNe back on the network, but now she's not doing Traitors. But we shall see. I don't think with what they have now, like, I still like Kelly, I still like Angela. I'm not sure about the only thing about Drew. I do think Drew was so much more likable this season. It might be because her not being trained by Ralph, but with Drew comes Ralph. So I really don't want Ralph anymore on the show. And I definitely don't want Phaedra. I don't think Phaedra's needed. I never thought she was needed. I know there were a small handful of you that have saying, oh, bring back Phaedra. But Phaedra hasn't brought the ratings. The ratings have been, if anything, they've gone down. This past week, it was like 400-something thousand live viewers. But okay. She brought nothing to Married to Medicine, and she clearly is bringing nothing but trouble to Real Housewives of Atlanta and a liability for Bravo again. Steady says, I wonder why NeNe turned down Traitors. Well, she originally agreed to Traitors, according to my sources. And then something happened and she had to pull out. So that's the thing. We were talking about that when I went to London. I spilled that tea in London, right, London? But yeah, anyway, I'm looking forward to Traitors. I'm looking forward to the season finale for The Real Housewives of Atlanta happening this Sunday. TikTok, I might go live and watch it with you. So make sure you guys are following me if you're not following me already on TikTok. We might go and watch it live together on Sunday, because today's Friday. There we go. And then we will recap it on Monday. So make sure you guys are following. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're watching the replay of this, be sure to like the video. Be sure to share your thoughts. And be sure to subscribe as well. Don't forget to do that. And don't forget, you can hear an audio of our live recaps like this and your Diddy updates on the Kempire podcast. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. I still have to do our Club Kempire episode. I'll work on that this weekend, so stay tuned for that. That's where I'll talk about something that I don't talk about anywhere else. Maybe the latest episode of And Just Like That and more. All right. Oh, Miss Foodie says you spilled it in New York too. See? I don't remember what we talked about. Shh, you're not supposed to tell, Miss Foodie. What will I spill in September? Well, it's too early to know, because you never know what can happen between now and September. Who knows what I'll spill in Atlanta? Who knows what I'll spill in Philly? Stay tuned. Thank you to our King's Guards. Thank you to our channel members. Thank you to everyone that sent in a super chat. Miss Bernice, thank you so much for the super chat. She says, you know, us Tauruses stand on business. I love that Angela checks Phaedra about how she really looks without all that makeup. Ooh. Yep. Look, yep. Thank you all for being here. I will see you all in the next one. And thank you so much for watching and for listening. Everyone have a good night. Happy Friday and happy Pride. We're still raising money for the center. So replay crew, somewhere along here, you'll see the donation button. Let's get to 500 before the end of the month. We only have like 3 days left. Bye, y'all. Miss Woody says, I can't wait till the September show. See you in New York. But first up, Philly.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.